Bucks Uncensored is driven by Mastro Subaru and fueled by Buffalo Wild Wings. When you want to root for the Bucks from your couch, order Buffalo Wild Wings takeout. Just download the new app and you can customize your orders, save your favorites, and schedule when to pick it up. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. We love the guys at Mastro Subaru, Pete and Steve. They run the place over there, both in Tampa and over in Orlando. And I'm telling you this, they are stick carriers, and they love the stick carrier movement. Go to Mastro Subaru, mention the stick carriers, the commish, or Bucks Uncensored, and they will give you a special stick carriers discount on your next car. It's crazy. That's all you got to do is mention it. Mastro Subaru has two locations, right here in Tampa or over in Orlando, or check them out online, MastroSubaru.com. Bricado's Sandwich Shop has been with us since the beginning, and we continue to show them the love, stick carriers. 5021 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Bricado's going to be part of our tailgate parties all season long, throwing out those great Cuban sandwiches and devil crabs. So if you have not had a chance to try that devil crab yet, get ready, because you'll be trying it at these tailgate parties coming up. We love Bricado's, and we love to try that devil crab. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family? You see what we do as a family? I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we about. I know what we about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
This is the podcast that took a phrase and made it a way of life. That bitch Irma, she's gone. She tried to tear us down, but she's gone. And with her being gone, that means just one thing. Finally, it's game week. Oh. Some of you don't have power, some of you do, some of you dealt with more damage than others. We all face the harsh reality that the Tampa Bay area could have been decimated by Hurricane Irma. And see, here's the approach I take. Because all I'm starting to see and hear now is that the Bucks are facing adversity to start the season, and their practice schedule has been thrown off, and they missed their first game, and now they have to play 16 straight games, and it's just adversity after adversity after adversity. But you know what? We're right there with them. You know, I have said from the beginning, and when I look at this movement, when I talk about the stick carriers, I talk about a movement that is exploding at the right time. There's a reason that this movement is exploding now, and that's because this team is about to explode on the field and be successful. The roster that they have put together, that Jason Light has put together. We see it. We are smart football fans. And that has generated this energy and passion among the stick carriers. You think a hurricane is going to cause adversity? Well, adversity just brings people closer together. And now, more than ever, the team and the fan base are becoming one. And what better way to start the 2017 season? Good Lord, it has been a long time. We had to wait an extra week for this shit. But what better way to start the season than together? At home, inside Raymond James Stadium, and that's where the game will be held. I am so ready to put the last couple of weeks behind us, behind me, get out there and tailgate, and the tailgate party will be on Ohio, just off of Himes, as we unite there with What the Buck, the stick carriers. I'll be there along with all you other stick carriers. That's where we pregame, that's where we prepare, and that's where we start the electricity, the excitement. That's where we start to walk inside Raymond James Stadium. See, we start the walk right there. I can only imagine, just picture how amazing it is going to be to see each and every one of you, to party with each and every one of you for hours leading up to game time, leading up to our game time. See, our game time starts a lot earlier than their game time. Our game time starts with the march, starts with the walk up to Raymond James Stadium, inside Raymond James Stadium, taking over that South End Zone Plaza, the standing room only. That is where the stick carriers are going to unite, and we are going to be loud, loud, loud all during warm-ups. We are going to send a message to the players on the field during warm-ups that we are there. We've got their back. We are in this together. We are staring down adversity and giving it the finger. Fuck you, adversity. Fuck you, Chicago Bears. We are ready for this season, and we are ready to dominate. We are going to dominate on the field, and we are going to dominate in the stands, because we will take back Ray J, and it starts on Sunday. It starts on Sunday. I am fired up. We all faced adversity over the last week. As the hurricane got closer and closer, we all had to make decisions. Do you stay or do you go? When you see the size of a hurricane that could engulf the entire state of Florida, and you're like me in the A flood zone in St. Pete, with other people that I care about in flood zones in St. Pete, Thursday night, 11:30, I said, nope. And we left. We drove overnight up to Atlanta. Bunch of relatives up in Atlanta. We said, even if the storm comes up to Atlanta, it's going to be a tropical storm by then. And I kept saying, and I was saying it to the people that I went up to Atlanta with. I said, listen, I've gone through a lot of hurricanes. I've lived in Tampa my entire life. There have been some that have been very close. We have been so lucky in this area for a long time. That's the most scared I've ever been of a hurricane. You're helpless. You have no control over it. And just like Hurricane Charley, when its path was coming straight at Tampa and then curved at the last second and went south, I'm looking at the projected path and I said, man, if that thing turns to the left, if that goes west just a little bit, we are in deep shit. And it was at that moment, Thursday night at 11:30, we packed up the car and we drove. And we drove and we drove. And it took us a long time, many, many hours, to get to Atlanta. I was so exhausted by the time I hit Tifton, Georgia. We pulled over just at a hotel. We tried to find a hotel just to get a few hours of sleep. Couldn't find a hotel that had... I mean, every hotel was booked solid between Tampa, all the way through the state of Georgia, and all the way in the panhandle. You couldn't find a room. You could not find a room unless you were willing to pay $400 a night. And we weren't ready for that. And all I wanted was a few hours of sleep. Just get me to Atlanta. We got relatives in Atlanta. Couldn't find anything. Pulled over, slept in the car for an hour. Then went and had breakfast at Waffle House for an hour. I mean, I was just like, okay. And then we got in the car and drove some more. And I mean, there was so much traffic. Imagine an entire state evacuating. That's what it felt like. And we get up to Atlanta and we're following along. And I'm just like, please. And just because it missed us does not mean that our state didn't suffer tremendous damages. Naples and Miami. And what could have been for us in Tampa? If that storm stays off the coast and skirts up the coast in the water, you're talking about catastrophic damages to Tampa Bay. We got lucky. We got lucky. And it still hasn't ended. I mean, I'm recording this Tuesday night, and gas is scarce, food is scarce. You go to the grocery stores, you go to Target, you go to any of these, and all the food is gone. Gone. Scary. Driving back, we actually drove back through the storm. I've driven through tropical storms before. I've driven in rain before. I thought, imagine how bad it was getting out of the state. Now imagine everyone coming back on Tuesday. So now we're driving, and we drove through it on Monday. It was apocalyptic. It was scary because those are the type of things you only see in movies. When we pulled over in one of those towns, it was close to Tifton. It wasn't Tifton on the way back. We were hungry. We didn't have anything to eat. Waffle House, it's open. There was probably 400 people inside that Waffle House. Crystal Burger right next to 400. I mean, you couldn't even get into the parking lot. People were freaking out. Every gas station that was open had lines miles upon miles long. People waiting hours just to get gas. We pull over in Valdosta. We find a gas station. I get in. We wait a little bit. I'm the next one in line. People, you could feel the tension on everyone's faces or with all the people there at the gas station. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? The storm has passed, but people were freaking out. And then I was the next one up, and the electricity went out in the gas station. And people were freaking out, screaming at each other, yelling at each other. I mean, it was like a zombie apocalypse. And I'm not joking about that. It's like putting on a movie, something I never thought that I'd see. So the power then flickered back on. I moved up. I got gas into my car. I wasn't in desperate need of gas, but I knew that that might be the last chance I have to get gas for a while. Then I go inside to get food. I pull up, I park, I leave the people I was with in the car, and I run inside, and the shelves are bare. I mean, there's nothing left. I mean, it was the scene out of a horror movie. It was apocalyptic. It was insane. Insane. And then got back in the car and drove home. Didn't get home till, who knows, 2 in the morning. Just exhausted. Tried to catch up on work all day. Luckily, I had power. The people I was with did not have power, but, you know. I mean, I'm pretty much stranded, I guess, at my place in St. Pete. Because I don't have, I mean, gas stations are far. Gas stations on 4th Street now, there are some other gas stations that have had some gas, but, you know, when you work in New Tampa and live in St. Pete, that's a long time to drive, and it doesn't seem like right now is the best time to be wasting gas, so I'm just working from home, just kind of, I guess, hunkering down during this time, and I'm glad that with every moment that passes, that event is behind us. And I'm sure each and every one of you has stories you could share as well. And I really hope that each and every one of you is okay. And that your property is okay. And that everything worked out the best way that it could for you. But again, as each moment passes, we get further away from Irma and we get closer to football. Finally. This is what football is all about. Escaping this bullshit, the bullshit of our everyday lives, so that we can just escape. And you know, maybe football and sports was just an escape over the last 10 years, because although our team wasn't that good, we could at least forget about some of the other bullshit going on in our lives, but now our team is good. Now we've got even more of a purpose as being a fan, in knowing that there is genuine excitement and expectations that our team can achieve. All the other teams played, other than the Dolphins, every team played in week one. You learn some things are what you expected. I think a lot of people expected the Bears to be terrible. They gave the Falcons a fight. But now they come to Tampa. Now they come to a team that is hungry to start the season. They were geared up to start the season on the road, and now they're going to be even more geared up to start at home with their fans. The same fans that went through the same adversity they went through, or their families have gone through. While it might not be the exact same as some of the players left town and whatnot, it's still, you get displaced. You don't know what's going to happen to your property, what's going to happen to moving forward, what the next day is going to bring, what the next hour is going to bring. And we're all going to come together, and we're going to stare that adversity in the face, and we're going to take that shit out on the Chicago Bears. Take back Ray J, Bucks fans. The Bears fans will be there. Don't get disappointed. They're going to show up. They always do. Do not let them intimidate you. Do not back down. That is our home turf. That's our house. We defend our house. We take back what's rightfully ours. We take back Ray J. So Mike Glennon comes in. Mike Glennon is going to dink and dunk. You want to beat the Bears, you better stop the run. So much can be said about a pass rush and rushing the passer, rushing the quarterback, getting up the blitzing up the middle, getting in Mike Glennon's face. That's fine and dandy. As Joe Bucks fan said, he is the master of the 10-yard sack. But you need to force him to throw the football. Okay? this rookie running back that the Bears have with speed, along with Jordan Howard. It's a good 1-2 punch the Bears have. Stop the run. We've heard a lot about Quan Alexander this preseason, this training camp. Haven't seen him flash. I've seen Levante David flash. Quan Alexander has him. I want to see Quan Alexander take that step in this first preseason game and show us why he is going to take that big step forward this season, why he's going to become a Pro Bowler, why he's going to become an All-Pro, and why people are trying to talk about him as a Defensive Player of the Year. They need Quan Alexander. They need Levante David. They need Gerald McCoy to cause disruption in the backfield. They got to stop the run. And as I said in the last podcast, and if you didn't listen to the last podcast, you need to go listen to the last Bucks Uncensored podcast, because them canceling that first game against the Dolphins and postponing it till later in the season, that put extra emphasis on you, stick carriers. Go listen to it. But what that postponement of the first game did, gave T.J. Ward an extra week of learning the play, but they need T.J. Ward. He will come down and hit you. Got to stop the run this week. That is key. The Bears defense gave the Falcons all they could handle. Is the Bucks offense ready? Are they ready? Can they establish a run? The last time they all played together was the second preseason game. That's, what is that, 1, 2, 3, like a month ago? Rhythm is key in offensive game plans, in offensive play calling, in executing an offense. And they haven't played together in a game situation in a month. I hope the rhythm is there. It falls on Jameis Winston. I saw a headline that Ira Kaufman called this a must win. It's close to it. You know, I'm not on the radio anymore. I don't need to have the hyperbole that sports talk radio hosts have to have, where it's, you know, the sky's falling no matter what. But this is important. This game has a lot of meaning to it, much more than just a win or a loss. You want to ride the momentum of an offseason where your fan base grew more than it's grown in the last 15 years? Absolutely. Nothing would be more deflating than losing to your old backup quarterback inside your house. You start to look at the schedule and say, This Bears game is it's a winnable game. Well, you should win your winnable games. You know, the Bears, the Jets, teams like that. Especially when you have teams like the Patriots and the Packers and of course this division, by the way, a division with the Falcons and Panthers. Now, I'm not saying the 49ers aren't great, okay, and the Bears aren't great, but the Falcons and Panthers are good. They're good. And while the Saints defense might be the Saints defense, the Saints are still going to be scrappy and they're still going to be tough. They always are. It's going to be a difficult division this year. And if we learned anything from a year ago, it's that every game has meaning to it. That loss to the Rams, that loss to the Raiders early on last season. Those are crucial, crucial losses. Those are games the Bucs should have won. There's no reason that a team with 20 penalties in a game should beat you. That's what the Raiders had last year. There's no reason that the Rams last year, they were terrible, come into your house and beat you. Can't happen. Same thing can be said for the Bears this year. There's no reason the Bears should come into your house and beat you. And it's not, to me, it might not even be just about winning. And yes, you want to win. Just win. And I listen, if they win, I'll be happy. But what an opportunity for the Bucks to make a statement. They didn't play week one. Their game got postponed. There's been so much hype about them. But out of sight, out of mind, we haven't seen the starters for a month, at least the majority of the starters for a month. What a way to burst onto the scene. What an opportunity to burst onto the scene and dominate this game at home. Dominate the Bears at home. I want them to make Glennon shit his pants. Okay? Glennon's going to set a record for 10-yard sacks in a game against the Bucks. They're going to be all over him. Now, I don't know where they're going to come from. And I don't think it's just going to be the front four. I think it's going to be having to be creative with the blitzes and attack the fuck out of them. Got to stop the run, though. Got to stop the run. I'm fired up for Sunday. And if you think I'm fired up now, wait until you hear Saturday's podcast, the pregame Bucks Uncensored podcast. You listen to it Saturday. You listen to it Sunday before the game. This is what it's all about. And I expect all of you, the season is now here. I have opened up this podcast for you, to you. The first one to do so, the first one to say, you know what? Fuck what I have to say. I want to hear what you have to say. Get your phone out. Record your voice, your opinion. Let your voice be heard. Be heard by the coach. Be heard by the GM. Be heard by the owners. Be heard by the organization that listens to this podcast. Record it and email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. We call them Bucks Takes, and we got Bucks Takes next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored, Justin Pawlowski, the commish, at commish online on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, jpawlowski324 on Snapchat. We will have it all going for you. All the social media coming up this weekend. Don't forget our Stick Carrier Facebook page. Become a member, a member of the group. Just request entry. And everyone gets in. Everyone gets in. The only reason we have it that way is that so that when people get out of hand, we can kindly remove them and keep it very positive, good debate, and that's what we try to do on the Facebook page. Tailgate party gets underway. I'm hearing that whenever, but I'm guessing between 9 and 10 is a good time to show up. That's when I'm going to show up. And I'm looking to have a lot of fun. We're going to tailgate. We're going to party our ass off till about 11:30. At 11:30, we're going to start to kind of wind things down to the tailgate side of things. At 11:45, you got it. We start the walk. We're going to walk ourselves right inside Raymond James Stadium. From Ohio, the street, it's Ohio and Himes. So from Himes, you're going to go east on Ohio. You will not miss the massive tailgate party we've got going on out there. We'll start the march, the walk there. We'll walk down Ohio, across Himes, through the gate there, which is the northeast corner of the stadium. We're going to be loud. Okay, we're going to be cheering. We're going to be chanting. People are going to hear us throughout the parking lots. We're going to go up that round walkway, that spiral walkway in the northeast corner. It echoes, man. They're going to hear us down Himes. They're going to hear us all the way to Martin Luther King. They are going to hear the stick carriers. And as they hear us, they're going to want to join with us. That's why each game is going to get bigger and better. I mean, look at what we've done. Look at what we did for the first preseason game, the kickoff party at Sports Legends. Look at what we did there. Packed it out for a preseason game. Look at what we did for the third preseason game. In the rain, where 1,000 people showed up and marched inside Raymond James Stadium together, stronger together in numbers. Man, when we have that many people all in unison, you know how loud that sounds? You know how great that sounds? We go up that spiral walkway all the way to the top. You know where it lets out? Right at the pirate ship. I'm going to be so fired up. We're going to be right there by the pirate ship inside our stadium. We're taking back Ray J. We'll continue going through that end zone by the pirate ship, chanting and cheering and screaming and yelling. No, we're not going to stay inside the stadium. We're going to go around the outside. Let's go in the concourse area. Let's try and get more fans to join us. And man, it echoes all through there too. So now we've already taken care of Himes and Martin Luther King. Now we're taking care of Dale Mabry. All along Dale Mabry, they're going to hear the stick carriers louder and louder and louder as we make our way to the south side of the stadium, to sections 119, 120, 121, the south end zone plaza, the standing room only. We don't need to go in the stands. We're going to take over that standing room. I want thousands of us. And it might not be the first game, but over time, it's going to be thousands of us that just jam-pack that entire area. That entire south end zone standing room only area. And it's all going to be positive. It's all going to be electric. Those players are going to come out. They're going to look out and say, what the fuck? And as Jameis Winston comes out, we're going to be chanting, Jameis Winston. And he is going to acknowledge us, right? That's what's going to happen, man. It's going to be awesome. And if you don't believe me, it happened. We did it at the takeover. That's what it has to be like, folks. We have to bring that energy inside that stadium. I don't give a fuck how loud the speakers are. We got to bring it. We got to do it. And we're going to do it. And the players are going to be jacked out of their mind because of it. The preseason is done for the players and for the fans. This is the real deal. Speak softly, my friends. Speak softly this week. Because on Sunday, we're busting out some big motherfucking sticks. God, I cannot wait. We'll start with Scott. Hey, Scott.
Justin, Scott from up here in Pennsylvania. Hope you're well. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I have a question for you.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big height on it.
crushed it.
And my question is this. The We Ready, the We Ready, the We Ready Tampa Bay chant.
We Ready!
Here we go!
We Ready! We Ready! Tampa Bay!
Did that chant come about at the takeover at practice? I had never heard it before, and I was just wondering if the stick carriers gave birth to the chant that day. Or if you have a history of that chant, I'm all ears. I am coming down this weekend for the Chicago Bears game. I like our chances. I'm looking forward to seeing this offense in full operation, and also looking forward to seeing our defense, especially with what I believe is the best linebacker core in the NFL. Looking forward to seeing all of you stick carriers for the march in. And I'll leave you with this. Shh. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Scott, I believe it did start at the takeover. I remember leading up to the takeover, and I was playing the actual song, you know, the We Ready song. And I didn't even think about it at the time. And then all of a sudden, we were standing outside waiting to go in, and the guys just started chanting it, and it just worked, and I love it. Organic, genuine. That's really, I mean, that's this movement. It's a microcosm of this movement. It's what we've done. The stick carriers. And that is definitely going to be one of the chants we use often on Sunday and throughout the season, because I know one thing for certain is that the stick carriers are always ready. We are always ready. Guy we haven't heard from in a long time, man. He's got those titties. He's got those, he's putting his dick on the table. It's our buddy Mike in Long Island. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Justin, what's going on? It's Mike from Long Island, also known as dicks on the table, titties on the table. But this year, it's going to be my big motherfucking stick on the table. I heard you shout me out last week, man. I've been listening to the podcast. I just haven't been sending any takes in. The last time I did was around the draft time when we had our own draft party here in New York City. But anyway, I've still been listening. Still love what you're doing. I'm glad to hear that you have so many sponsors just always signing on, just expanding and growing this movement. It's just from listening to when this podcast started last year, for me at least, when it started to see it grow over the course of a year, it's insane. I never thought that this was going to happen. I'm sure you feel the same way, and you've said that before. It's just absolutely insane. Hurricane Irma, I'm glad it didn't hit you guys as hard as I said it was going to. My thoughts and prayers go out with you and your family, and also everybody else's family and friends as well, down in the Florida area, especially the Tampa area. Glad it didn't hit you guys as hard as I said it was going to. But yeah, anyway. Bucks Bears this Sunday in New York City. We're doing, as you know, I'm a part of the Buckaholics Tri-State. We're a Facebook group, but now Buckaholics is kind of like an affiliate of the Stick Carriers, which I'm happy about. But we have a bunch of Stick Carriers in there to begin with, so that's pretty dope. We're watching the game in New York City. We got something going. We have about 30 people RSVP'd. It's going to be at Stillwater Bar and Grill, which is in the East Village, 7880 East 4th Street in Manhattan. So if anybody's listening to this in the New York tri-state area, see if you can try to get into Manhattan for this. I'm from Long Island, but I'll be traveling into the city, of course. And yeah, it should be a good time. We got about 30 people, like I said, and we should all be partying, and maybe we'll send you a Bucks take from there. But yeah, we're all stick carriers at heart, and we're hoping that we can bring the fire all the way from New York. And, which leads me into my last part here, and I'm sorry that I'm going over a little bit, but I haven't sent one in a while, so maybe you'll forgive me. Here, you're coming to New York City, dude. If you're coming to New York City, you've got to fucking hang out with us. like I said, Stillwater Bar Grill. We're trying that out. It's supposed to be this this Bucks bar where people from all over the city and all over the area go to watch the Bucks. So beyond us, we'll be passing the movement on to these guys who've probably been there for a couple years. You gotta come through too. You gotta hang out with us. You gotta fucking party with us. You gotta put your motherfucking stick on the table with us. You gotta come, dude. Put something into the Stick Carrier Facebook group today. Today's Monday. So yeah, let me know if you're interested, dude. It would be sick if we can all hang out. But anyway, I'll cut it short because I've been going a little long here. Nailed it.
Okay. Mike, hope to see you up there when I do come up, what is that, November 19th, that weekend. Had already planned a big trip up to New York City for the bye week, and I'm not going to cancel that trip. So if I've got to watch it with some Stick Carriers up in New York City, then so be it. Looking forward to it. Mike, good to hear from you again, and cannot wait for those post-game rants that you send in as well. I got one more Bucks take, but before that, we know the passion and the excitement that has been building inside, right? My adrenaline has been going since watching those games on Sunday and knowing that once those games concluded, it was officially game week for the Bucks. Even with Irma, even with the fallout and the devastation, I still knew the Bucks were going to play on Sunday. Saturday's podcast, I'm going to talk a lot about the matchup. I want to talk about the matchup. I want you to get everyone else excited. I need the passionate Bucks takes from you. You're all listening right now. Get each other jacked up. Get each other fired up. What are you most excited about? Are you most excited about the tailgate party? Going in, warm-ups? Or is there a specific player? I mean, there's so many things that are just flowing through my mind right now. I need to hear Bucks takes from guys and girls that we haven't heard Bucks takes from in a long time. Pick up the fucking phone, record your voice, and let's get fired up. Let's go. Last Bucks take is T in Dallas. Hey,
yo,
T.
Yo, Justin, it's T in Dallas. To answer the question that you presented for us, the team I'm worried about the most, I was going to say the Jets at first because, you know, typically teams play to the level of competition. But, I mean, the Jets are dreadful. I'd rather watch a trail of ants gather food than watch that shit. I'm going to probably say Atlanta. Atlanta, the Monday night game. Because, you know, it's prime time. We get hyped up. That's my thing. I know it's been a while, but, yeah, Atlanta, division rival. And we got so many rivalry games at the end of the year. And that'll be, a few games away from the end of the season. So by that point, we'll know if we have a chance at the playoffs. Hopefully we will. But, yeah, Atlanta. Anyway, keep doing your thing, bro. I love the progress that you've had with the Stick Carriers. Go Bucks.
You know, I said this on the last podcast, and again, go back and listen to it. But, you know, not only 16 straight weeks, but all those division games, all those big games at the end of the season – it's tough. Anyone that's played the game of football knows that it's tough to mentally get up for every single game. You need some assistance. Let us be that assistance. Let us, as the Stick Carriers, help drive that adrenaline for these players week in and week out. That's what we're training for. That's what we're bringing to the table. And if we can jack them up, if we can get their adrenaline going, if we can get them so fired up they can't see straight, the talent will take over after that. This could be a season that we never forget. Trust me, we've had a lot of seasons over the last 10 years to forget. The next time you hear my voice, the next podcast will be a pregame podcast for the first time this season. And I hope that the next time you see me is Sunday at our tailgate party. It's going to be the first of many. We've had a lot of firsts together. The draft party, the training camp takeover, our kickoff party, the first time we walked into Raymond James Stadium together for a preseason game. Well, this will be the first regular season game we, together as stick carriers, this is what the movement was started for. This is what it's all about. The offseason, the draft, the training camp, the preseason, that's all fun. That's all fine. It helped pass the time. But my God, we have all come together for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to help our team win, and that is to help take back Ray J. It all starts Sunday. Are you ready? We are back on schedule Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, three times a week. Now that all this other shit is done, Bucks Uncensored, three times a week, as always, right? Saturday's podcast will be the pregame podcast. Monday's podcast, the postgame podcast, and probably the most entertaining. Because when you go to these games and you're leaving Raymond James Stadium or you're leaving a stick carrier away game watch party at Buffalo Wild Wings, well, you're going to bust out your phone and you're going to record a Bucks take. Let that passion be heard. Spur of the moment right there when the passion is at its highest. And then, of course, the Wednesday podcast, this podcast, middle of the week. Winding down the last game and looking forward to the next game. Three times a week, subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. Obviously iTunes if you got the iPhone, if you got an Android, Podcast Addict, or Podbean. If you do subscribe, the podcast will download to your mobile device at noon on each of those days. If you need it sooner than noon, just go to JoeBucksFan.com. They post it first thing in the morning, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. You can catch me on social media, of course, at Commish Online, or on Snapchat, it's JPulowski324. As always, we go right back into this. In the words of the Godfather himself, the phrase that started a movement that will come to fruition, that will take part and take place right before our very eyes on Sunday inside Raymond James Stadium as we take back Ray J. But instead of the Godfather himself saying this phrase, I like to play it for you in a much sexier voice.
Shh, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Nailed it.
Go Bucks.